been tasked with asking some questions based on your experiences for next year, or your vision for next year, as well as your understanding of leadership and our school values. So I'll just come and be part of our... Thank you for sharing those signature moments. I encourage you to send the people that were involved in those moments those speeches, because they were really touching. My first question, I'll start off with you, Sophie. Can you pass a microphone down to Sophie? Now, the position of school captain, we all know, is a very prestigious one. Can you tell us why you think it's an important one?
Well, I think that all of the leaders in Year 12 are really important, but I feel like school captain is kind of the leader of that leadership group. And it's really that, like, person or two people that represent the school and their values. And so whilst every leader in Year 12 and all of the Year 12s are leaders, it's just that front person that can provide their values and the school values.
Great. Chloe, I'll throw to you now. Motivating a small group of people in a team towards a common goal can be quite challenging. But how would you deal with the challenge of motivating an entire school towards a common goal as a co-captain?
I think to motivate the entire school, like, first you have to know, like, as a collective what they want, and, like, really listen to not just, like, a small group's opinion, but, like, value the whole collective, and then try, like, work your best around whatever obstacles arise to produce the vision or the goal.
Okay, but just on that then, Alex, I'll ask you then. Chloe raised the importance of listening to your cohort. St. Catherine's students really value their voices being listened to. How would you ensure that happens as a leader?
Well, I mean, we could get SurveyMonkey up. but also, I would make sure that I would go around to everyone, make sure that I had a chat to everyone and ask you guys what you wanted. And if you guys ever had any concerns or anything, I would hope you'd feel comfortable coming up to me and asking. And I'll just make sure that I just included everyone's ideas and listened to everyone to make sure that everyone was happy, hopefully.
Okay. Over to you, Claire. In the optometry world, 2020 is a measure of perfect vision. What is your perfect vision for 2020?
My perfect vision would be for everyone in St. Cath's to feel as though, like, they're friends with everyone, if that makes sense. Like, you don't have to be like, oh yeah, we're all best friends, like, I know everyone, her birthday is on the 10th of October, like, I don't say that, but that you walk past and you never feel a sense of, like, unfriendliness towards you walking around the school and stuff.
I'll touch you on that, Serena. One of my favourite things about St. Catherine's is that I get to be myself in every aspect of my job. How would you ensure that everyone has that sense of comfort that Claire was talking about, to be themselves at the school?
I think it's all just about getting behind each other and making sure that everyone is supporting each other and encouraging each other. And even with the clubs that we've got diversity, cultural diversity club and GSA and all of these, that we just need to all get around each other and ensure that we've got this greater participation in the school.
Yeah. Great. Isabella. Now, our school motto doesn't get a great deal of airtime. It's up here, but I'm not sure everyone knows what it means. Can you tell us what your understanding of this motto is and how it would affect your leadership?
Well, nil magnus ibi bonum, so nothing is great unless it is good. So, to me, I think it means, like, yes, like, you've completed a task to, like, a good extent, but to get to that great extent, like, it's got to be good as well. Like, sorry, that's probably not the best example, but... like, to succeed in life, you can't just take a big leap. It's a lot of little steps, like little stepping stones to get to the end result. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I've still got some time for more. So, Sophie, back to you. Is there anything happening at other schools? Because you mentioned that you've been to visit other schools before coming to St. Catharines. Is there anything happening out there that you would like to see happening here?
Well, St. Cath's is great in every aspect, don't get me wrong. But I feel like one thing is really encouraging younger girls to become leaders. So I know a lot of schools have like class captains or social action captains or even like a year 8 house captain and a year 10 house captain. So encouraging the younger girls to get involved earlier, because I feel like at the moment like everyone is involved, but not everyone feels like they have a responsibility at the school, which they should feel like they have.
Okay, thank you. Chloe, the flip side to that question is, what would you want St. Catharines to be known as or known for that's different to other schools?
I think it's St. Cass being such a small school compared to like schools like MLC or even PLC, I think is bigger. We do have the ability to be a very close-knit group of girls, and I think that is something that we can be known for even more so than we already are. And like what I think Claire said is just being comfortable in your individuality, being able to like express the person you are rather than conforming to what like the school wants you to be or what everyone else wants you to be. Just really being yourself and everyone accepting that and supporting you in doing so.
Perfect. Throw to Alex now. Alex, has your understanding of leadership changed since you started at St. Catharines?
Not really. I mean, I think that it's all about just trying to get all the girls together and being real and setting a good example. And I think that ever since I came to the school, even in junior school, the little year 6 captains did that pretty well. And I think we're always told to do that because that's pretty much what it's about, and upholding the school values and stuff. That's what leadership is to me. So I think that that is what's been instilled in me. And that's probably one of the reasons why I'm up here today, because St. Cath's has done that so well.
Great. Serena, we've heard a lot about the strengths of our school. I'd like to know what other changes you might make to make it an even better place.
I think I just want to even focus on the small things that can just bring us together as a school. Like maybe it's even putting up whose birthday it is on the board in assembly, so then people just feel encouraged to go, oh, happy birthday, you know, small things like that that can really just bring us all together.
Isabella, how will you measure your performance as a leader of the school?
So how would I measure my performance? Well, I'd take a look at like how all the students are like responding to how I lead, and just make sure that our inclusive nature is maintained, and always just be checking up on the students, making sure everyone's supporting each other, and see how many girls are getting involved in not just schoolwork but other aspects of the school community, like all our co-curricular activities and things like that. Yeah.
Thank you. And finally, Claire. What challenges do school captains face, and how do you think you would overcome them?
Well, I definitely think a big challenge is when people don't get involved, almost, when you're really trying to push this inclusive nature and people just go, oh no, there's no point, I don't want to be there. And to overcome them would be, I think, to be really personable with everyone, so you know why they won't want to come and why they don't feel that like they should be getting involved. So if you know every person a little bit, it may become a lot easier to get everyone excited about everything.
That's the end of my questioning. Other than one final word that I would like you to describe your leadership style as. We'll start with Serena and go down the line. One word.
I go supportive.
Real.
Outgoing.
Inclusive.
Great.
Approachable.
Big round of applause for our student executive.